US President Joe Biden has warned Russia against using chemical or nuclear weapons in Ukraine. He said so in a response to a question in a pre-recorded CBS interview before leaving for Queen Elizabeth's funeral in London.
Vladimir Putin is becoming embarrassed and pushed into a corner. And I wonder, Mr. President, what you would say to him if he is considering using chemical or tactical nuclear weapons.
Don't. 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 It will change the face of war unlike anything since World War II.
And the consequences of that would be what?
I'm
what would the U.S. response be?
Do you think I would tell you if I knew exactly what it would be? Of course I'm not going to tell you. It'll be consequential. They'll become more of a pariah in the world than they ever have been. And depending on the extent of what they do, will determine what response would occur.
Shihab Ratansi has more from Washington.
Everything we've heard from the U.S. administration and intelligence officials has been consistent over the last several months, that the U.S. has seen absolutely no evidence that Russia is preparing for a tactical nuclear attack in Ukraine. It has seen no preparations. It doesn't even feel that it's plausible that Vladimir Putin would make such a move in the current circumstances. In fact, there was some reporting in the New York Times that the administration officials felt that far from being cornered, there are plenty of conventional weapons and tactics, far more brutal, that Putin hasn't used yet. So there isn't that feeling that he's in a cornered state. There is a debate about what would potentially make Russia use its nuclear arsenal. William Burns, in April, the CIA director, said it was if Russia felt it was under some sort of existential threat. He gave the example of NATO militarily getting involved on the ground en masse in Ukraine. That's something that the U.S. is trying to avoid giving the perception of to Russia, that this is now just simply an all-out proxy war between the U.S. and NATO and Russia. And that's one of the reasons why Joe Biden is refusing to give Zelensky the long-range missiles he keeps asking for, which could potentially be used against Russia. That, according to a lot of reporting and sources, is what Joe Biden feels could be potentially a red line where Russia would suddenly feel, wait, this is now an existential threat.